So, wow, it's come and gone.
Oh my God.
Christmas has come and gone, and it's a new year, 2023. Whoever knew would be here. I know. God did.
Okay, Stormzy.
Guys, we're back. Yeah, we're back. It's Shiller and Michelle. It's Coffee Morning Laughter. It's the first episode of the new year.
Yay.
How has it been for you guys, and how was your New Year's? I want to know, Michelle, what did you get up to?
We were home, you know.
Home?
Yeah,
church?
Yeah. Nah, with the baby. I can't even keep calling him baby, but it's a lot. It's a lot. So, yeah, we were home this year. We've done church before. When they get to about 3, 4, I took Dan to church for the very first time on New Year's Eve.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, about 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said it was all right. It was a kind of different New Year's for him, obviously.
No Stella at all. Yeah, no Fosters.
No Stella. Yeah. No Carlsberg. No,
oh, he drinks cider, doesn't he?
Cider, to be fair. Yeah, cider. So, it's just very quiet. And me and him stayed up. I did let Livy stay up for the first time.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, she was really happy because normally I send her to bed at like 11.
Just before the hour.
I know, right? Yeah, because she's still a child.
No. It's not because she's going to work tomorrow morning.
Nah.
Or she's going to school tomorrow.
When Livy's tired, she's an animal.
Babes, yeah. She's not going anywhere
when
tomorrow.
When she is tired, she is an animal. Yeah?
Oh,
it's
my
me
God.
That has to deal with it, not you.
But she can sleep in.
Nah, that's the problem. Livy don't sleep in.
Oh,
she don't sleep in. Yeah. So, but no, so very quiet one. I think me and Dan are going to go out.
Yeah.
In next week to celebrate. It was like our 7-year anniversary of being engaged.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. That's
so
cute.
We're gonna go out and celebrate that
that's
in a couple
cute.
Of weeks.
Where you guys going? Local?
I don't know yet. I don't know. We haven't. We just got the date. So
yeah.
We've got the
date. It'll be nice to do it. Maybe go back to the restaurant you went to on the day of the proposal.
Yeah, we went to the theatre. Yeah.
Maybe. Because, you know, anyway, I don't want to get biblical of you in terms of seven. What seven
I
means.
I know, complete. That's why.
Is
yeah,
it? Seven, yeah, you see? And even, let me not start. So, guys, yeah, this new year, I'm going to say it's a new me, it's a new shield.
Yeah, even she can't even stick to that.
Guys, honestly, it's looking like, the year has started. And like any year starting, really, you take stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's good for humans to do, because you look at where you've been, where you're going. They normally say you don't know where you're going unless you know where you
come from.
Exactly that. Yeah. So I normally, if you know us already, this is again our third New Year's episode that we've done with the podcast. If you know us already, we have certain things that we do, certain things that have become tradition.
Yeah.
In terms of how we look at New Year's. But it's always, and I'm going to be really, really honest with you listeners, it's always hard to do an episode at Christmas and at New Year because they're themed already.
Yeah.
And people normally want you to have something profound to say. Yeah.
Nah.
But I don't really have nothing profound
it's
to say.
Not profound.
Yeah. Because we're all like you guys.
I've got the profound thing. The profoundness is in yourself.
Ow. Michelle's been listening to Pastor Schiller. Michelle's been listening to Pastor Schiller, boy. That sounds like something that Pastor Schiller would
the
say.
The profoundness is in yourself.
That is the honest truth,
yeah.
I think people can inspire you. People can, like, you know, elevate you in a different kind of way. But it's one of the things where I've always come to New Year's and I always take stock of what's happened in terms of relationships, in terms of friendships, in terms of career, in terms of spirituality. Mm. The things that really matter to me, finances, family, relationships, what have I grown in, what have I lost, whatever, And this year, what's the topic? What's the title? What are we calling it?
I think, like, how do we restock?
Actually, I think it
the
should
the power of starting again.
Power of starting again, power of resetting, whatever you want to do. Because I think New Year's, for a lot of people, we've said this before, gives people the thought of I'm starting again.
Everything resets, the year restarts, the month
it's
restarts.
Like everything is on page one.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of 3, 3, 3, 2, 5, 3, 5, 2.
Yeah.
And 3, 6, 5.
Yeah.
The days of the year.
Yeah. So it's kind of like everything is on, like, you're on page one. It's a clean slate. Yeah. And I know. Yeah. A lot of you were thinking, I wish British Gas was saying that.
She, like, has still got these one liners, guys. Ah, clap for her.
Because, you know what, yeah, it's true though, yeah. Let's be real, yeah. Because sometimes you'll be like thinking, oh, this is a new start,
yeah.
You know, starting again. Then that bill comes.
Whoop. And you're just like, what you're the like, hell?
T-Mobile is saying to you, you're owing us, yeah.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, I know we all wish that that's the kind of new slate, like new clean page yeah. you had. But no, it's not, yeah. And I think the work is more about self mm-hmm. in this sense. Because the world is always going to be the world, yeah. And the bills are always going to be billing, yeah. Things are always going to be happening, but how do you look at yourself as you, as a human being, you as a parent, you as an individual? How do you look at yourself and say, here is where I am and here's my fresh start, here is my reset, yeah, and this is what the previous year was like and this is what this year is going to be like. Where is Sheila in this? Where is Michelle in this? If you're a listener, where is Femi in this? Yeah. But how do you come to that? And when we talk about resetting, it doesn't mean you wipe away
the things. You don't forget. You can't. Yeah,
the things that have happened.
Yeah.
Because like I said earlier on, they shape you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're shaping you. But I always like to believe that my past experiences should be great teachers for my future mm-hmm. experiences
yeah.
or endeavors. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to go over to Michelle to see what her views are.
Yeah, I think, do you know what? And it's difficult because I think as I've got older, you know, life will be life in people. I'm telling you.
2022.
Yeah? I'm telling you.
It didn't have the same energy as 2021. It didn't have the same murder rates as 2020.
Well, no. Well, so 2022 was difficult for some people. And yeah. I think for me, though, you know,
you experienced loss.
I experienced loss.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was probably one of the most closest loss. So my granddad, he was old. Yeah. And
oh, so you can take
and
that.
We knew it was coming. Mm. But actually, when I had a sudden loss of my best friend's mum out of nowhere,
that was, yeah,
that just knocked me for six. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I can only talk of what I know. Yeah. So obviously last year, a lot happened for me last year. I went back to work off maternity leave. Mm-hmm. I changed jobs.
What did you
I got
back
a
to
promotion.
Work?
Babes, I went back to work in February 2021, you know?
Oh my God. It
February
like
21.
You've been ages.
February 21. So much happened last year. May 2021.
You bought
I
a house?
Got a promotion. I bought a house.
Yeah.
I moved. I got a promotion in one job, then moved to another job.
Yeah.
You know, my nan had a horrendous car accident and survived. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But actually, last year wasn't very kind to me, I'll be honest. And it's probably one of the worst years. Definitely not probably 100% the worst year
of your life.
100% the worst year of my life. Yeah, what 2020? Yeah, I was on lockdown, but I even got pregnant. Thank you, Jesus. I lost my granddad. He was old, and we knew he was on his way out anyway. Yeah. I got felt.
You see, guys, yeah. What I say to you, yeah, Michelle's not an emotional person. Yeah, nothing has changed in the new year, boy. Michelle is still not emotional.
But it's context. Yeah, no. Granddad, we lost him.
You're not an emotional person.
No. That's it's not about being an emotional person. But my granddad was old, and he was in pain. So actually, when someone's in pain, for me personally, it's better that they go and they don't be in pain anymore. So
but the way she's just saying it.
Yeah, I lost my granddad, but that was
so
bad.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to Michelle's family members that lost
you're
their, that lost their father.
Yeah. You're an idiot. They sorry, know anyway. People
sorry,
know.
Sorry, Nan.
It was horrible for people, but I can only talk about how it affected me. And I think this year, the loss of my best friend's mum, like I said, without warning, sudden death.
Yeah.
Of a 55-year-old. I'm just on holiday. I'm even on holiday, so I wasn't even there to support my friend. So last year was just, I just thought, God, like, is this what being an adult's about? Because if it is, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I didn't like last year at all. So for me, I'm actually like looking forward to this year, but I'm cautiously thinking, oh, please don't pepper me the way you peppered me last year.
Okay, so you're one of those people that say in 2023, don't make God please in 2023, don't make me your strong soldier.
I don't want
because that
be meme
started coming around.
That
meme started to move around when it was, I think it was about early December, end of November.
Yeah, I'm weak. I don't want to be strong. I'm not a strong black woman. I'm a weak, very, very weak. Treat me as a weakling. Treat me as the weakest of the weak. Please, soft life only.
2023, hashtag soft life please. Only. People want soft life, but you know what? Yeah, people, you have to work with soft life. Let me tell you that nothing in life is easy. Yeah. What a way to begin off the new year.
Debbie Downers.
We're always blowing the new year. Nothing is easy, but you know, sometimes never last year. Only some people last. But
there you
go. My thing has always been, yeah, new year, new beginning, new start. But I've always said it, yeah, I normally start my new year in September. Yeah. And to be honest with you, yeah, so I'm already halfway going. Yeah. There are some things that we have looked at and we have achieved this year, not just as a podcast, but like on a deeper spiritual level as well. I think for me, last year was like, I kind of like let a friendship go that I didn't see that coming. But this is life. Anyway, in my spiritual world, maybe I did, yeah, but I didn't think it would be the reasons to why. And that was a learning curve, but it wasn't one that threw me. Like, okay. I'm saying that in the nicest way, and it's not a disrespect or anything, yeah, but it's kind of like I've become very intentional about relationships in the past couple of years, and I'm like, if I can't be free and talk to you freely, and we can't have this freedom with each other,
yep, we've done it,
we I don't know if we should be friends then, or to the level. Because for me, you're an acquaintance, aren't you?
Yeah. I can't tell you what's really on my mind.
Yeah, what's really on my mind. And, you know, we've been advocates for mental health and good and positive relationships for such a long time. And I feel like last year, I really adapted that. It wasn't that I was just the talker of it, but my...
A doer of the word.
Yeah, this is it. My values aligned with who I've always wanted to be. And I guess I'm still learning that. So when we're talking about the resetting and the restart button and that you can start again, just because some things failed last year, it doesn't mean that everything else will
doesn't
fail.
Doesn't mean you failed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we've got to be able to understand that. I really liked what Michelle said, yeah. There's a lot of times where we want to reset certain things for certain reasons because we're not happy. Okay, I'll give this analogy. You're baking a cake. Or you're putting together a mixture for a cake, yeah? And then you're like, oh, crap, I forgot to do something along this journey, yeah? You might feel like, oh, I'm just going to throw this in the bin, yeah? But whatever you've put together, you can still bake something from it.
You better.
Trust me.
Don't waste that ingredients.
Because you could possibly make flatbread. There's so many other things that you can make.
Pancakes, yeah. Switch it up, biscuit.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like you've still got the ingredients.
Make lemon out of lemon, lemonade out of lemon.
This is it, yeah. The ingredients are still there. It's just that you're changing what you're making, yeah. And that's okay, yeah. And sometimes we beat ourselves up so much saying, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Sometimes you can't do everything.
You can't.
Yeah. Like this year, myself and Michelle, I've had a really good year career-wise, I think.
Yeah.
Like last year, yeah, we had a really good career. Like in terms of career, yeah, great. We've seen different movements. We've pushed the boat a little bit out. That's great, yeah. And we've also seen a lot of growth, I guess, in terms of the things that we've been doing, things that we've been working on. And that's been positive. But there's other areas that we wanted to improve on.
And that I didn't, anyway.
Yeah. But that's the truth, yeah. There's always the issue of health, yeah? Having a healthier lifestyle, yeah? But sometimes we did really well and other times we weren't the best that we could have been, yeah? And I know people normally make this resolution, oh, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to do it. It's an ongoing thing, yeah?
It's consistency.
And, yeah, and what I think is we've got to be kind to ourselves, yeah? By the time you get to this age and there's listeners to us that are even older, yeah? Emotional well-being has been battered, yeah, or has been bruised. Your mental health has been taken to places, yeah. That let's talk about the person that lost their mum last year, yeah. Let's talk about the person that's lost their husband last year,
their partner, however many years.
Exactly. Let's talk about the child that lost the dad, the child that lost the mum. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, those things, yeah, that year was heavy for you, yeah. And if you feel that you didn't accomplish everything you wanted to do, please, 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 yeah. You being alive and being able to wake up every day,
yeah.
You've done more than a person who's had a great year and has been jumping and skipping around.
Yeah.
Because you could have actually died, but you didn't.
You could have chosen not to be here. Not to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, so don't feel like you've missed out a lot on this year or whatever.
What I've learned about is, you know, I do my journaling and I always get a planner. And one of the things I saw is about writing down all the things that you've been able to control,
yeah,
and all the things that have happened to you that you've not controlled.
Yeah.
So I remember after my friend's mum's death in June, July, August, September, I just didn't do anything. I felt like I was busy, but I promise you, Shills, I was busy doing nothing.
I know. I was there. I really was there. Yeah.
You really was there. I really was there.
Yeah. I was really there.
But you know what? So those 3 months, I promise I was really busy. I was really busy at work, but I wasn't doing anything. Yeah. Anything that was gonna move me along to anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was really upset with myself, and I was just like, why are you not getting stuff done? Why are you saying this and not doing it with actions?
Yeah.
And I remember speaking to someone come like October. And they just said to me, like, Michelle, just stop. Like, why are you forcing yourself to try and do something that actually you mentally and you physically you cannot do? And it's okay.
Honestly, it's so fine. Sometimes you can put something aside and work on it later on.
Literally, just, restart again. Just stop, take a break.
Take a break. I mean, that taking a break doesn't mean never go back.
Guys. Yeah, don't go, please go back.
It's actually called taking a break. Unless you find that that's not good for you.
If it was never for you, that's when you'll find out, yeah?
Yeah.
But as long as you're not going to make an excuse and it makes sense, make it make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many things that we've spoken about in the sense of like, whenever we come up to New Year's, I'm sure the gyms are going to be, join us, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to be able to work out and go on that journey, do it. Mm. Actually go and do it, yeah. Me, I'm not ever going to stop anybody from chasing their dreams or chasing their goals, yeah. You already know what I'm like, yeah, because me, it will come to February and I'll be saying, you, I got this done.
God have mercy. I've just told Sheila, have I told you what my New Year's resolution is?
What is it?
I told you what I'm going to be signing up for. What I'm starting
soon.
Oh,
yeah.
So guys, I'm not going to be embarrassed, but I'm doing adult swimming lessons.
I'm so proud of her. Yeah. There's no way just that should be doing this. Some people that of your ethnic background should be doing it. This new year,
Gonna learn how to swim. That's my thing.
I think it's a really good idea to learn how to swim. I think I might join you. I'm gonna
can't you swim?
I can. I'm gonna refresh myself. Yeah,
you're a confident swimmer, so you can jump into the sea.
I can jump into the sea, but at the back of my mind,
because like, this is not what Jesus told me to do.
Yeah, because I'm conditioned by my family. Yeah, I just can imagine the headlines. What demon possessed her to go? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, so you know, like when I go holiday with my mom, I was like, what, you're going to the water? And I'm like, yeah, I'm at the beach, mum. Mama, she's like, nah, bro, no way, don't do that, Shula. So I guess when I was younger, I used to swim in Bournemouth.
Okay.
Probably used to go in and swim in the sea.
Ah, no way.
Now, when we used to go seaside, I used to swim in the sea.
Really?
But as I got older and the fear factors around from my family members, I think they crippled my mind.
Yeah.
And there's another thing I want us to talk about, guys, you've got to protect your energy.
Too much.
You've got to protect your energy. Too much. One thing that I did decide, like, there's a few things that happened last year, and you know them, Michelle, already, I was protecting my energy.
At all costs.
I wasn't allowing anybody to make me feel that I did this to them or no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's all learn to take responsibility of what we do and what we did. Yeah. And I've learned to just protect my energy. And when I'm saying that, when you have dreams, when you have visions, when you have ideas, when you have understanding, when you protect your energy or when you have a vision, when you have a dream, learn to protect yourself. Yeah. And I know sometimes you might say to yourself, oh, I'm going to tell this person, I'm going to tell that person. Your New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call them, your new plans for yourself, sometimes you don't have to share them, if people around you are not going to give you the push that you need, So I'm a big lover in protecting my energy. I started doing that over a while ago. But last year, I learned to not allow people's, for lack of a better word, BS impact me.
I'm telling you.
And how I viewed myself. There's no way you're going to come and say to me that I'm a bad person because I told you the truth.
Ouch.
You see what I'm trying to say? Yeah. There's no way, because I have a different opinion to yours, I'm wrong.
I'm wrong and you're right. It's my opinion.
Yeah, it's my opinion and that's okay. But I don't have to agree with you. Mm. Yeah. And I can tell you that politely. Yeah. And leave it there. It's not like I'm not in that fighting arena.
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
As long as things are done with respect.
Yeah. I definitely think so. And this is one of the things that I want to encourage people to do this year. Yeah. Do you know what? Keep your energy clean. Protect your energy at all costs, because the older that we're getting, the more things are pressing on us, and not everybody's drama is your drama.
If it's your drama, that's because you've let it be your drama.
You've invited
it in, and even if you didn't invite it, you've allowed it to stay there. But do you know what? You say that, Shills, and I say that because towards the end of the year as well, you say that about friends, and I know you've had issues with friends, but I think even with family, and you know what I'm like, me, I don't care. Family, friend, as long as it's done in a respectful manner, I'm choosing my peace
at
all costs.
Absolutely.
Because nobody's coming to bed with me at night. Nobody's going to sit in my mind.
Absolutely.
Nobody's waking up. Nobody's paying my bills.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm telling you, so friends or family, forget culture. You heard me say it. Sorry, Mummy Rose, but I think even if it's a family member.
Yeah, protection of self is really
protect
important.
Protect yourself.
Yeah, protection of self is really important. And I think as you're moving forward into this new year, really watch and see whatever you're doing. It could be people, could be your job, it could be an event, a program that you're a part of. What is that doing to you? Mm-hmm. And how is that helping you? Yeah, what is it causing you to have? Is it causing you to have anxiety? Is it causing you to be happy? Like, you know, Michelle's made a mention of that she's going to start doing swimming. Yeah, and there's nothing as great as doing something for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I talk about little wins and small wins all the time, yeah? And I've been saying that for a number of years now. The little things that I set myself up to do, like, you know, if you don't know, you do know that, we're selling coffee at the moment, yeah? So we might maybe sell 5 bags. And I'm like, oh, that's really, really
that's
great,
amazing.
Yeah? That's amazing. We're doing really well. That's good. Whatever you do, do it well. In terms of exercising as well, I will possibly aim to exercise for 30 minutes a day, yeah? Mm. And as long as my watch goes off and it says you've done it, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Everything else for me is an extra bonus.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm not living in a sense of like, I must.
Yeah.
I'm living in, if I can, I will.
For you, you have nothing to prove. And I had to remind myself that last year.
Mm.
I have nothing to prove to anybody.
Yeah. It's really, really
I
important.
I promise you, I have nothing to prove. Nobody's watching me. If you are, I'm sorry, because there's nothing to see here.
There's nothing to see here. I'm just waking up in the morning, going to work and carrying on with my day.
I'm trying to live.
And just really, I'm just trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I think the restarting of it, or the resetting part of like the podcast, would be writing down things that you wanted to do, and at this point of time they're still important to you.
Yeah.
I think it's important for us to map out how we're going to get from A to B. How can I get myself from where I'm at to where I'm going? Because right now I'm here. What can I do differently? We've mentioned this before in the podcast, again maybe on the New Year's New Year's session, but it's always important to write down everything. Yeah, the
write
power of writing down. Yeah, because if you don't write down things, you might forget one thing or another. And I keep saying it, I'm getting older, and as much as I've got such a great memory, some things I need to just write down because I need that to-do list.
Yeah, 100%.
Every day, I need.
Do you know what I use on my laptop? I've got Do you use sticky notes?
Yeah.
So that's what I use on my laptop. I've got the app, and it just tells me what I need to do for today.
Yeah.
And then on Monday morning, I'll see it again, and I'll just work on it. I delete it, put it on.
Yeah.
It's there in front of me.
Keep refreshing it. Like, those are the things that you need to. The older you get, especially, especially if you're busy. Yeah.
Mm.
If you're not busy,
that's fair enough.
Please, just sit down and enjoy your life. Yeah. If you're not busy, But if you're busy, I promise you, you need to be actually saying, let me just write this down because I don't want to forget it.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know what, with work as well, you've got a to-do list every day.
Yep.
And then you get to the end of the day and you're like, oh, I haven't done that. It moves to the next day.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
It's so okay. And I think when I've been around, this New Year's year, I'm telling you guys, me, I'm about a good vibe, you know.
Good vibes only.
Yeah, I'm about having a good time, having a good vibe. Last year, I can't say I had a crap year last year.
It wasn't crap. You did too much growth for it to be crap.
You know what? I enjoyed my holidays last year.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed myself.
not all of us had a rubbish year.
No, I'm not going to lie. Because I know some of my friends had more challenging years than
I had a challenging year. Me, I'm the friend. I'm right here. Yes, if you say something, don't say it.
So what should Prince Charles say? Oh. Or King Charles say?
This girl.
I'm just gonna say that, yeah. No, but it is true though. Nobody knows. Nobody knows whatever, whatever. Everybody is right to be wallowing, yeah, in their bad year. But me, I can't say that I had a bad year.
Because you didn't.
I didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I reached places that I didn't think I was gonna reach. Yeah. Mm. Things that I had dreamt of became
put into action, yeah.
But I'll tell you why things came into action, yeah. It's because I'm a talker. I prophesy upon my life all the time, yeah. I confess things and I write things down, yeah. And I don't just write it there and leave it there.
You work
every day. I work towards it, even in little small quantities, yeah. Guys, I'm telling you, yeah, whatever anybody achieves, yeah, it's not one day, boom, and it's there, yeah.
No, there's so much work behind it.
There's so much work behind it, yeah. Michelle can easily tell you guys, yeah, that I will be grafting on something
night and day, yeah, when I'm getting messages at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sheila, don't you sleep?
Yeah, I will be grinding on something, yeah. And it's not some of this. I can hear somebody saying, but where's your work-life balance? It's there, trust me. Yeah.
You see it, go on her snaps. You see it.
It's naturally there.
Don't question her, yeah.
And I spend time with family and I spend time with friends, yeah. And I like to do a lot of things with my friends anyway, around my family. So I don't have secrets like that, like, oh, let me do this in the dark. No, I don't, yeah. If anybody wants to make that journey with me, I'm more than happy to have you on the journey, as long as your energy is good.
Yeah.
And your vibes are good. But it's kind of like the little things, and I just want to encourage people that are resetting or restarting or picking up another idea that they had before. Just keep working on it. Yeah, I'll just tell you the power of working on something, because I've always said this year, the more you're working on what you're working on, the more ideas you're going to get, the more new ways you're going to find out how to do something. Mm-hmm. Because the way everybody's been engineered, or the way the human mind is made, yeah, there is nothing, yeah, that a person is thinking of. Or can be thinking of, there are things that I have, yeah, or the things that I've come up to, and I might share that idea with Michelle, yeah, but Michelle will take a different spin on it, yeah. So now imagine if Michelle sits with whatever she's thinking about or working on, yeah, a different revelation is going to come, yeah. But if you're not working on something, if it's not day and night you think about the thing, you won't get the revelation. Mm. You won't be able to level up, yeah. So your mindset has to change. And I'm just asking, on the resetting, on the restarting, yeah, reset the mind, yeah. Mm. I'm telling people, read books, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something that I saw last year, before the year ended, yeah. It was what I'm doing for my well-being. I exercise 30 minutes a day, and I'm happy when I get that in. I read 10 pages of my book every day. That's what's helped me with reading. Because before I was like, oh, I'm going to sit down and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But and then I'm like, no, 10 pages a day,
which
is manageable. So what I do now, yeah, I have a book in my car, I have a book beside my bed, and I have a book in the living room. So whenever I'm in those spaces, I take 10 minutes and then I read the 10 pages of each book. So I'm giving myself, maybe I'm reading 30 pages a day.
Oh, wow.
Of the three different books. And that's been helpful. So you've got to kind of like reset the way you think, because I love reading and I know it's important to read, but I was finding it difficult. How can I make it easier to adapt my lifestyle?
So you've broken it up.
I've broken it
you
up.
You set a plan, and this is what we talked about last year, probably about intentional.
Yeah.
About the need to think about it. You say you want to do it. Okay, how are you going to do
how
it?
How am I going to do it?
There's no point in you saying you're going to do it, because if you don't plan to do it,
you won't do it. Exactly that. Yeah. So I know I'm in the car nearly every day. Mm. I go to the car. Or even if I don't go out to drive, I can go downstairs to where my car is parked, and I can, sit in there for 10 minutes or 15 minutes and just read my book, knowing this is what I came to do. And it's a protected time.
Yeah.
Michelle likes to use the phrase protected time, yeah?
I love it.
And then when I go to bed as well, if I feel like it, I've got that book next to me, mm-hmm. I might pick it up and say, oh, let me read 10 pages of this. Again, it's protected time. And if I'm sitting in the living room as well, and I've normally got music playing, so I can read the book that's in the living room.
Mm.
If I go more than 10, great. But my aim is 10. Just that. Things like getting healthier, getting fitter. Mm. If your aim, driving. I know people that have not got the licenses yet. This is the year. If you have a desire to do it, this is the time to do it. Mm. Yeah. Give yourself a reward for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I said, my swimming. I want to be able, we're going on holiday in May. I want to be able to swim by May, by
proper,
God's grace.
Proper swimming, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Not in the sea, though.
I'm really going to be monitoring this one.
Not in the sea.
Yeah, I'm going to be monitoring Michelle swimming, guys.
I don't mind. I only tell people when I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because it gives you that kind of pressure.
I promise you, because I know you're going to, I told you, because I know you're going to ask me, how you swim yet?
You know I'm going to ask you. You know I'm going to laugh as well. When I see you, be like, oh, God, Michelle, really? But it would be a good thing. I think if I'm going to, we should all do it together, actually. If people want to do it, people are listeners, they want to do something together. Everyone pick up just one thing
that you want to do.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be war and peace, guys. Yeah. Just pick up one thing that you want to do and think, right, here's what I'm going to do on a weekly basis. Yeah.
Towards it.
Even if it means you're going to be walking, taking 100,000 steps a month or whatever. Mm. Yeah. Put a plan together. Of how far do I have to walk every day, to achieve this? Do you know what I mean?
Little things. I'm not gonna take the bus. I'm not gonna drive one day to work.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do this. Like, it's just little things. I stopped driving to work during the summer.
Like, I proper stopped driving to work, and I would walk to the office back and forth. Yeah. And people would think I wouldn't even have a vehicle. You know, people must have thought like, oh, this poor girl, she never got a car. Yeah. Like, she walks every day to the office. Like, oh, look at her.
Yeah.
I just thought, yeah, I know, sad, isn't it? But I have got a vehicle, actually. But it is one of those things where it's like, let's just try and do things that make sense. The resetting, the restarting, it's because you want to do it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you might have not achieved it last year. You might have experienced a different kind of fatigue last year. Yeah. Remember, yeah, life happens in seasons.
Mm.
Yeah. Do well to remember this, guys. Yeah. Life happens in seasons, yeah, and every season has a purpose,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because that season that you felt you was delayed, yeah, could have been your rest period,
yep,
yeah, and you're allowed those things, yeah. And do you know, yeah, the way the world works, or the way life works, yeah, sometimes if you can't make a decision,
the decision will be made for you. Yeah,
yeah. Have you ever seen that? Some people will say the universe,
yeah.
Me, I'm saying God, yeah. Have you ever been there where you're like, I want to leave this job, or this job's not good for me, yeah? And then, boy, they tell you to leave.
They pay you off, yeah.
You understand what I mean, yeah?
They're making redundancies.
Or like, just life makes a decision for you, yeah? You're saying, I'm going to become fit, I'm going to become healthy, yeah? You're never doing it. You're always eating the burgers, yeah? Whoop, you got diabetes.
Now you can't be eating those burgers.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you're allowing life to make decisions for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So sometimes you can make decisions before life decides for you
and do it. Yeah.
Because we're looking at certain things like, okay, I want to do. There's so many things, guys. Yeah. And I know I talk about achievement, and it's because I'm passionate about people achieving things. Yeah. Because I know what achieving something makes a person feel. What is released in your hormones, after achieving something that you a goal achieved, it's crazy.
The endorphins,
when you look, purchase the yard.
When I purchased it, was amazing, but I think even when I do my little things like Tough Mudder,
so I
did my 10k last year. And I did a 10K run by myself.
Yeah.
And I beat my time by like, I did it when I was practicing, I was doing it like 1 hour and 2 minutes, 1 hour and 1.
Yeah.
And then when I ran in the race, I got it for 52 minutes. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
See God, like, see.
Yeah.
Like, I just, at this big age, that I'm still running around chasing nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made me feel amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was nothing like, on top of that, like, and literally nothing could beat that.
Exactly that.
Nothing could beat that feeling.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, just like a little thing here on the podcast. Yeah, we went through a different kind of drive this year. Like when we started the new season, like in October, we had a different kind of drive. Yeah, and I know they hated me for it for the first couple of months. Yeah, I know they did. Yeah. But I had to become data crazy. I became data crazy. But seeing data helped us.
It pushed us
so much. Yeah. Because it was just like, we were able to properly measure where we were at, where we wanted to get. So every week we were aiming for a number, aiming for this, aiming for that. Yeah.
Mm.
What can we do? And the way we just feel so much better,
mm-hmm.
in terms of coming up with different ideas, yeah, being able to deliver the podcast to our listeners and to people, because we know it helps somebody.
And that's, do you know what you've talked about? Yeah, you've talked about, like, not a learning style, but it's a way that you learn and
execute.
Yeah, and execute.
Yeah.
So people, like guys, like if there's something you want to do and you've been doing it one way and that's not been working for you,
analyze
it's okay to analyze it and try something else.
Yeah.
Just even for a little bit. Give it a week, give it 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just try something else.
Absolutely.
And you never know. So I say this about my fitness journey. Yeah. I always said, yeah, I want to work out for years. It wasn't until I got myself a heart rate monitor. So I'm data led. I like to see, and for people that know me, you'll see I post, my workout, I burnt this amount of calories, I worked out for this minute, my heart was in this rate zone.
Yeah.
But I know now that I work with numbers, I work with something physical.
Yeah.
Me working out and doing an exercise for an hour, I was probably burning the same calories, but I wasn't motivated to do it because I wasn't seeing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing that I'm doing the work, and the same way with us on the podcast, seeing the data,
was
like, rah, okay, this is what we need to do. And I need to do it.
Well, it was a prayer point, guys. It was a prayer point. I'm never going to lie to you, It was a prayer point. But, you know, there are different... We say this all the time again. Different strokes are different for folks, And sometimes when you're doing certain things, you want to be looking at like, oh, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is not working out for me. Let me restart. And guys, it's not only the new year that you have to start again, You could even get to February and say, okay, that wasn't a good idea, Let me just try it again this way, As long as you don't jump, get off the bike.
Literally.
You know?
If, as long as you don't stay off the bike. You can get off for a little bit, but pick that bike up and carry on pedaling.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, you know when you're running, and because we both run.
Yeah.
When you're running, and then sometimes you're like, oh, no, I need to walk,
Yeah.
You can stop and walk. Mm. It's actually allowed when you're running, You can stop and you can power walk a bit.
Do you know what I say? I'm going to walk to that lamppost. And then when I hit that lamppost,
I carry on running.
You've got to start again. Like you can stop, but give yourself a time. Like, okay, I'm stopping for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Like 10 steps or that second lamppost.
Yeah.
But just don't have something in mind that you're working towards.
Working towards, Put a goal down and write it down and let's see where it can get to. I promise you guys, writing things down, even... I don't want to get too spiritual on you, and I normally do at the beginning of the year, But even the Bible says, and guys, I know some people are not Christians, but they're just basic principles that we can all live by, Because there are things that are in the Quran as well that people can just be a good person, do you know what I mean? But one of the things that I've read in the Bible before, it says, write your vision and make it clear. There's nothing more, like, easier than doing that. Write a vision and make it clear. Even if your vision is, I just need to call this person once a week. Or I need to enter therapy once a week. Write it, make it clear. After you make it very clear, write it down of how am I going to achieve this?
Even a vision board, if you don't want to write, go and be cutting out pictures Pinterest, of the things that you like.
And put them together.
Stick it, if you want to stick it on a piece of paper, you want to put it on Pinterest and just cut and paste whatever.
Yeah.
Just do something. Put what you want to do, what you want to be, how you want to act. Put it somewhere where you can see it and visualize it.
Yeah, not everyday TikTok, guys.
Are you preaching to yourself?
Absolutely.
Not everyday TikTok.
Not everyday TikTok, because, oh my God.
That had you in a chokehold for a little bit.
Listen. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you, TikTok had me in a chokehold, I was there. I would be so tired, I couldn't even read a book, but I could be scrolling to TikTok till 1 a.m.
Do you know what annoys me? When you've got all this stuff from TikTok, I'm like, Shules, where's this thing that I need to get from TikTok? I can't find it because I've done so much TikTok shopping.
You know what? The thing is, my algorithm on TikTok, I feel sometimes, I feel like TikTok even knows the day I get paid. Because when that, it knew, because then it was taking me, oh, this has been, you know what I even bought on TikTok last year? I'm even ashamed, I bought one of those Nintendo Game Boys, that has all the games we used to play with as kids, like Tekken, Street Fighter.
Sheila, do you play games in this your age?
Listen, you know what the reasoning in my head was, I'm going to be on a flight to Uganda and it's going to be a long time. So when I'm on that flight, I'll get bored of reading, I'll get bored of music, so I can just at least play my computer game like this.
You better have taken that to Uganda.
I promise you, I even bought a two-player thing,
This TikTok is TikTok had is
me,
Sheila.
TikTok had me on a chokehold.
How much was this game, Sheila?
It wasn't even expensive. That's the thing about it.
Less than £20.
I was like, 23 quid.
Okay.
Yeah, like, okay. I might even be pushing it.
Okay.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Like, but that's just trash. I hate stuff like that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's and the thing is, yeah, when I really looked at it, I just thought somebody's going to say to me, oh, that must have been something that you wanted to do as relaxing. And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, yeah, it's better for me to sleep.
If you hadn't have seen it on TikTok, would you be thinking, ah, I need to get myself these games?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I wouldn't. But years ago, we used to entertain a lot in the house, yeah, especially me and Ruth, yeah. But we were going to get like an Xbox. But that was going to be, or a PlayStation, something. That was going to be part of the music stuff. Because remember, we used to have a lot of parties in the flat. So it would have been like a karaoke thing, everything.
Yeah. It's entertainment system, that's different. Yeah.
But no, I didn't need the game thing. I didn't need it, but TikTok, innit, had me in a choke hold. You're right, yeah. It had me in a choke hold. Michelle, you're right. This just destroyed me. Yeah, tell people that I've been wrong. Yeah, TikTok was holding me. Yeah, I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah, scrolling at 1 a.m. Yeah, TikTok. And my eyes are tired.
But you just can't help it.
And I just had to take self control.
Yeah,
because now again, I've had to become re-intentional.
Yeah.
So before the year ended, I had to start practicing to be like, no.
I'm not picking this up. I'm not even going to go into it.
If you remember, yeah, like obviously, like I'm starting a new job, yeah. So I remember when I got the job, like I got the job in the summer, but you know how it goes, yeah. And then what's it? I remember when I spoke to Ruth about the job, yeah. You know what she said to me? She said to me, babes, you got to get to work on time.
Hey,
that's what she
said
to me.
Yeah.
One of the things she said to me. The first thing she said to me. Then after that, yeah, bless her, yeah. She was like, so, what is your plan to helping you get to work on time? So what she literally
intentional, well done.
She was like, you need to go to bed early. Simple. One of the things she said, you need to get to bed early.
Yeah.
And she said, even though you're still going to be waking at home for the next God knows how many months, yeah.
Start now.
I would like you to start waking up at 7 as if you're going to the office, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the rolling out of the beds. And
I know.
So that all that stuff there. And you know what, yeah, it helped me because it gave me a different mindset. Yeah.
Start thinking about it.
I don't know if you know, I actually started going into the office, even if I didn't have to, just to get myself used
ready
to being in
prepared
the office the whole day. Because that little one day I used to go in the office, yeah, I was even by 2 o'clock dying, like, oh my God. So it's a lot of things that if you're going to make a move, you've got to actually think about
plan.
What can I change that will help me fit into this new area that I'm going into? Mm-hmm. If it's about food, yeah, cut the calorie down, sister.
Mm.
Yeah. If the belly is bellying, you need to do the belly exercise.
Chill, man. You remember when I got my new job and it was opposite a kebab shop and I was buying 7-pound kebab for lunch? Who has a dirty kebab for lunch?
No, you're
it's
disgusting.
It's me. And you're I disgusting. Did it maybe like twice a week for about 3 weeks. And I was like, Michelle. Yeah. Let me get a hold of your life.
Because you see, sometimes, yeah, you're letting yourself go without even
I
knowing.
I promise you.
Yeah? Like, that was like when I first tried that, the German doner kebab, yeah?
Oh, but I love that.
What?
It's a neat kebab.
Babe.
Yeah? And the free sauces.
Babe.
Pop, pop, pop.
Babe, yeah? Let me tell you, when I first discovered that thing, yeah, I was ordering it.
And it's, I love it.
I've got one next to the gym.
Oh, no.
So, but you know what I started to do? I said, I need this calorie. Yeah.
But it's protein now.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I can't. But so if I was gonna eat the German, if I was gonna eat it, yeah, what I used to do was, yeah, I would now go to my little cousin and say, I've got to do an extra 500 calories.
Yeah, just to burn up this one that I'm going to eat.
Because I'm gonna eat kebab after.
Tactical.
That got me. That had me in a chokehold. Oh. Yeah, I was having it at least once a week.
Really?
That was my takeaway for.
But I had the dirty kebab. It wasn't even. I like that one. It's neat. I don't even care because you can even get that one without. You can get it with salad.
Yeah,
get chips. It's very meat.
Yeah, but I was
having like pitter and chips, like, meat and chips.
That one that they
for lunch with the sauce, the jalapenos, everything.
This is what. See, the thing is, you got to exercise more.
Yeah, I was. I'm already exercising 2-3 times a week.
No, if you're going to live like that,
you've got to. But so, I wasn't willing to.
Yeah, a lot of things are sacrificial though, isn't
it? Yeah.
So if I know I can't make the sacrifice, I shouldn't be doing that.
No.
I can't be doing that because you know what, I can't make the sacrifice, so I can't be doing that. But I don't know, man. New Year's is always something special for people. I hate seeing people running around and saying, oh, it's a new year, it's a new me. That should have really happened already.
It's not. It's the same you, babes.
Yeah, it's the same
it's
you.
The same
if
you.
Nothing changes, it's going to be the same you.
I'm telling you.
Because if you're still eating those donuts, if you're still not reading, if you're still not doing the things you wanted to do, if you're still not going here where you need to say, where you say you're going to go here for this, for that, you're not the same person. Yeah.
It's the same you.
If you're still, if you know you need therapy and you're still not accessing it, you're going to be the same.
Literally.
Yeah. So guys, as the new year sets in, reset, restart, whatever you want to do.
Take charge. Like, do what you need to do.
Do it.
You know what you need to do, so just do it. As Nike say,
just do it. But yeah, you know what, Michelle, you're definitely right. A lot of times we know what we want to do, but there's something in our mental state, there's something in our mind, yeah, that keeps on saying, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
find excuses. Yeah.
There's so many excuses, yeah. And I think sometimes we think, oh, I'm too old for that now, or I've passed it, or that's past me. Nothing has passed you.
Nope.
You're only as old as you feel.
It's past you because you've allowed it to pass you.
That's the truth. That's the gospel truth there, yeah. Michelle's told you guys, yeah. Don't let it pass you by, guys, man. Like, so I don't know. I don't know what else we want to talk about in this new year, but I'm telling you now, guys, I'm trying to... all I can do is pray for grace and for peace, yeah?
Yep.
And for life. That's it.
Good health, life,
all that stuff there, yeah? Enjoy your families, enjoy your friends, because all these things, yeah, are passing by, guys, yeah, honestly. Like, I don't want to talk about, you know, our friend's business, yeah? But when our friend's mum passed away, that morning phone call shocked all of us to the core. Because I was like, what? We got that phone call on a Saturday, didn't we? Yeah. I was like, what? How did that happen, yeah? And it just, love the people around you, yeah? And blessings on her and her mum. They had such a good relationship. And it's like, she's got all those memories to actually hold on to, and really... She wasn't beefing anybody.
No.
So guys, if you've had a problem with somebody, sort it out if you still want it. Yeah.
If you want that relationship, yeah, don't waste time.
And if the relationship is good for you.
If it's good for you, if you don't want it and it's not good for you, then don't let it sit in your head. You shouldn't even be thinking about it. If you're thinking about it now, then it might be what you want.
Yeah. But if it's a negative relationship, and if you know it's negative, even if that person is calling you back, don't go back. Yeah. Work on yourself, and you know what? You'll be okay. You'll be more than okay.
Trust me.
And it might even give that person time to work on themselves as well. And you never know. You could get back together. But it's really important to nurture what you want to nurture and work on...
Let go of what you want to let go of.
Yeah, let go of what you want to let go of, yeah. Nobody ever died from letting go of something.
Trust me. Or maybe a cliff.
Yeah, that's the only one I was going to say, obviously. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a cliff. Or I watched the Titanic the other week.
Did you watch the Titanic again?
So sad, yeah.
You're sad, you know.
So it was just on. It was so sad.
You watched even Titanic. Yeah. Don't let go,
it's
Jack.
It's the same night I watched Ike and Turner.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Skill. Channel 5's finest.
Skill,
and I have Sky. I have Sky, everybody.
I don't even watch Sky, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We literally was watching Channel 5.
Yeah, I don't watch Sky. I only watch like 1 to 5 all the time.
Yes.
Maybe like... and then when I want to watch Sky, I'll go on to like Channel 4 Plus because I've missed location. I know.
Old woman.
Papa. One of my friends said to me, you're a proper middle-aged white old woman going shopping on Saturday. Yeah,
Marks and Spencer's. Waitrose,
picking up flowers.
Yeah.
Coming home, sorting your flowers out. And I said, enjoy
That's
it.
That's me, man.
Just enjoy it, yeah.
Except but it's okay.
Guys, it's the new year. Let us know how it went down. Let us know what your plans are. We're always interested in walking the journey with people. Obviously, we hope we can stick around the whole year and support you guys while you guys support us. Again, we want to say thank you so much for all the support we've had in the previous year. And as we come back this year, we're just hoping that you guys are able to stick around.
Yeah.
Now, public announcement. Public announcement. So remember last year in January, we had a segment called Conversations Over Coffee. Guess what, guys?
Woo-hoo!
That's coming back. Yeah. So from next week, you're going to be seeing a lot of advertising, a lot of conversations popping up. And how do you get involved with Conversations Over Coffee? Join our YouTube channel and subscribe.
A
mailing list. Subscribe so you don't miss anything of it. There's going to be more information that's going to come out. And myself or Michelle are going to come back with a longer explanation of what's happening and how the schedule's going to run, yeah? So keep that in mind. And if you haven't watched last year's Conversations with Coffee, go back and watch it because you're really not doing nothing, are you? Guys, and if you guys want to talk to me or Michelle again about how you can be helped with making a plan for the coming year, talk to us, DM us. DM us in our inboxes and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. So Coffee, Morning, Laughter. Happy New Year, guys, and restart, reset, whatever you want to do, make it happen, yeah?
Take care, guys.
Take care, bye.